The internet has opened up so many doors, but along with all this great access come privacy and security concerns. That's the big trade-off. You want the easy access of online data, you want sites to remember your preferences, but you're concerned with, well, companies losing laptops full of data, and identity theft, and spam, and other violations. Today's guest is an expert in security. Debbie Christofferson has spent 20 years at Intel before opening her own security company. In this episode, Debbie will tell us how security has changed over the years, the promise of careers in security. She'll give her take on certifications and offer some advice for companies in handling their security needs. Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show. Today we are speaking with Debbie Christofferson of Sapphire Security Services. Debbie spent 20 years in the Fortune 500 as an IT and enterprise IT security manager with Intel Corporation across the U.S., Europe, and Greater Asia. And now, Debbie, your company, Sapphire Security Services, LLC, helps organizations identify and manage their security risk. Why did you start Sapphire?
I started when I left. I really wasn't planning on staying in security, even though it was the hottest thing going. But it's my expertise, and when I look back at my skills, it was really, and my passion, the things that it took to do security were really what I loved and what I'm good at. So it was my bridge to leaving my corporate career.
Does the name Sapphire mean anything special?
It doesn't mean anything special, but when you try to pick a business name, I tried to pick something I liked, and I liked the color Sapphire. In retrospect, it's too complex of a name, but that's how I picked it.
Okay, so you went from a Fortune 500 world and into a very different world. What advice would you give someone looking to re-career, to get started a new career after doing something different for many years?
I would give the advice to have a business plan ahead of time. You definitely have to have some financial backing. I had financial security for myself in leaving Intel, but it took way more to start and make my business work than what I expected. And I wish I had thought it through more than I had before I actually walked away. I might not have changed what I did, but I would have done it differently. So a business plan.
Now, obviously, the internet has opened everything up. This is a huge security concern. How have the threats and security responses changed over the last 20 years or so?
Well, the biggest thing is it's moved outside the walls. You used to have the firewalls came along, and you never could keep up with security because technology and the people on the line and hackers were always one step ahead of you, even if you had people working with you that were that good too. But now, today, things are, the criminal enterprise has moved more online, so you don't just have your kiddie hackers and people playing around for fun or harass companies. You have people out there for financial profit. And you also aren't protected anymore really by the external perimeter because everything's online. Even the big Fortune 500 companies where they have everything connected to them. You've got all the web applications online. So you don't have any perimeter physically or logically to really protect your company assets, whatever you're doing. So everything's changed, and the criminal frontier has moved online now, and there's big buck in identity theft and everything else about security online. They're much, much bigger today.
Well, let's talk about careers in security. I would imagine this is a booming field. Is that the reality?
That is a reality. It's probably the hottest career going today, especially definitely in tech land.
Are there any differences in both security and in IT in general for a woman or a man when they're approaching their careers?
No, there isn't. And my experience in working with security is equal opportunity. The thing of it is, though, from a female standpoint in security, for the number of years I've been in IT and for my time in security, which is pretty extensive compared to a lot of the people in it today, is that there's no more women than there used to be. But I think that it's because, in general, the tech fields don't draw the women, or the women don't feel they can compete. So I don't think that it's the women there. There's no difference in how you're treated and what you do in the field. So there's no delineation between women and men, but I see about 25% of the population in security is women anywhere I go, and that's not very much different from when I started in security, maybe when I started in IT, but so the opportunities are wide open.
Okay, now you have both the CISSP and CISM certifications. What are those and why are they important?
The CISSP is almost the gold standard in certifications, and make no mistake, there's a lot of certifications on the market, and it's not the only one. It depends on what you want to do. But in general, almost any security professional today, especially if you work for an outsource company or one of the big consulting companies, you will be required to have the CISSP. That's the Certified Information System Security Professional. Some people say it's too broad and not deep enough. It's experiential, and it is a test, a six-hour exam you take. So there's nothing easy about it to get it, and you do have to be qualified to get it. And the CISM is from the audit world of IT and security, so that is the Certified Information Security Manager. It isn't as technical as the other one, and it's heading more toward compliance and the regulatory environment, but it's about security management, whereas the other one covers security much more broadly. Both of those are top certifications depending on where you want to work. In security, the CISSP is perceived as more technical, but even managers have it.
Okay, now what's your opinion on certifications in general? Because there's always a debate. Some people say there's people out there who read a book or study for a test or take a boot camp and don't really have the experience, and other people swear by certifications and say that's the only baseline we have to judge people.
I would say in today's competitive market, especially in security, first of all, a certification is almost always going to be required. If you're going to work with firewalls or networking, you may be able to get by with a vendor product certification that you have to test for or take classes and test for, like a Cisco certification. But the experiential ones are more valued, and most of the open positions today, whether they're posted or whether they're jobs you find out from people, require a certification. And this is not just in security. The project management certification is really big today, and most fields today are requiring a certification. It's a differentiator. It's not the be-all to the end-all, but recruiters say they almost always require it. So a hiring manager may or may not. And whether you agree or disagree about certifications, because it's such big business, and sometimes I think the companies offering them are the ones making the money, but especially the vendor certifications that want you to use them. But they do make you stand out. They're almost always listed as a job requirement, and they do show that you have some experience and knowledge in the field. Does that help?
That helps, yeah. Is there some kind of rule of thumb on the size of an organization when you might need to move beyond your in-house handling of security to hiring someone, outsourcing, or going to a professional?
There's a size limit you're going to have on a company for even having IT staff on board. I mean, companies with 100 people might only have 2 people in IT, so they won't be spending much time in security because you just can't know and do everything. I would say that some aspects of security, the smaller companies or mid-size may outsource it as part of their IT support and not call it security at all. A bigger company may outsource aspects of it because you get more specialization. I don't know if they would outsource the whole shebang. If you have IT outsourced, you're probably going to have a good chunk of security outsourced, but not maybe strategically or some of the project plans or managing your outsourcer. So you're probably not going to wholeheartedly outsource security. You'll take some parts of it and outsource them where you can get more bang for your buck. But there's no sacred cows in security. People say it won't be outsourced, but it can, and it is outsourced sometimes.
You're in Arizona now, but originally you're from Ohio. Where were you born?
I was born in Alliance, Ohio. It hasn't changed much over the years, but I'm from Alliance, Ohio, and it was an industrial town. And when I've been back there, it really hasn't grown or changed much at all. It's actually a lot of the industry went away. The rubber, China factories, a lot of the factory business went away. So see, technology is an opportunity, especially remote work.
All right, listeners, be sure to follow the links on this page to both Debbie's site at Sapphire and also to read some of her columns on clevelandwomen.com. And we'll be speaking with Debbie from time to time on a variety of IT and security topics. as long as she promises not to rub it in when we have 40 inches of snow on the ground here or something.
I wouldn't dream of it.
So today we've been speaking with Debbie Christofferson of Sapphire Security Services. Thanks, Debbie.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.